You get the later years, I'm getting a little ahead of my story. I had all this farm terraced after I bought the Ayers out. I had it terraced, this rolling land now, under government specifications. And sometimes, I tried to bury or move all those little rock dams with I had these terraces built with a dozer, you see.
Yeah.
I'd try to either bury them rocks under dirt or put them in where the terrace was, you know, that carried the water. And that way you'd have them out of your way, but some of them I didn't get cleaned out too good, you know. Bent and sprung a many a plow on them. After I went to use the tractor.
Yes.
And
those washes are just a place where the
low places where the water gather, you know, and it just caused big gullies if you didn't block it. But now then, I've got terraces across my farm. Some of them's right at a half mile long, you know.
A gully is a place where the water just comes through and cuts. How big is a gully?
Some of them, when I went to terracing this farm, there was one gully through what we call a big field here on the farm that you could have buried a pickup in. It was that deep out everywhere. The way I worked that, I had the boys out here to run them levels, you know, to give them terraces, or give the water about 2 inches fall on every 30 feet. And when we come to that's this big ditch I'm telling you about that you can bury a pickup in, we built them terraces right across that. What we did, we dove this big ditch in, you see, filled it up. Maybe we'd have to back off 20 yards to away from that ditch to pick this dirt up, you see. And now then, you would hardly know. That's how I've been at, I guess, 20 years ago. I cut out all those ditches with these terraces, you see.
Yeah.
You can hardly tell it's ever a big gully, every ditch there now. We filled it in with a dozer and put good ledges across it, you see, on a belt of terraces. And so far I've never had one of them to break.
And there isn't any telling how many arrowheads we found on this farm. Our grandkids has farms and has
arrowheads. Hmm. By the way, we discovered we're almost, this house is almost on a cave that we didn't know was under this hill. In other words, we found a sinkhole when the grandkids did down here on Christmas Day is a year ago. The hole was about, I'd say 2 feet round, you know. And I didn't give much thought to though. So I pulled some stuff over to keep the cabin falling. I could tell it went down a long ways, you know. And I guess 2 or 3 months after that, my oldest grandson went up here one Sunday and he wanted to go down in there. It's a little bit afraid for him to go down, but